Good afternoon, everyone. And so today is our second part of our series, Forward. Okay? Bakit ba forward? Bakit ba natin ito itinitle na forward? Well, sa buhay po, no, talaga namang that's really what we expect. We expect things to move forward. Pag nasa traffic ka, ayaw mong ma-stuck. Tama? You want to move forward. Pag nasa walkalator ka, gusto mo lumalakad din yung walkalator forward. Diba? Even in family relationship. Diba? Gusto mo rin yung sa relationship nyo, you will grow closer to each other. That is why po, meron tayong dinesign na me and my dad camp. Again, how many fathers do we have here? May meron kang or parents who have 6 to 9 years old na children. Meron ba? Ayun. Okay? Konti lang, no? I hope to see you all there. Okay? It's gonna be a wonderful time together. You will move forward in your relationship with each other. And ganun din po, di ba? Pag yung in your work. Di ba? Moving forward in work. Di ba? Pwede rin yung, you know, that you're hoping and praying that someday you'll progress. Di ba? May promotion. Tapos may salary increase. Tapos merong responsibility increase din. No? Ganun din. And pagkatining na mo yung forward, even in our relationship, again, no? Another way of looking at forward could be in progress. Diba? In progressing. When you progress in your studies. Diba? When you're studying. You're hoping na pagka nag-aaral ka, sana naman nag-i-improve ka. Diba? Nag-move forward from first year to second year to third year. Na hindi yung course mo 7 years. 7 years ka na, nasa first year pa rin. Diba? That is not good. We want to move forward. Alright? And again, sa ligawan. Diba? Pagka may nililigawan ka. Diba? RB? You're hoping and praying that it will move forward. Now from liking you to eventually loving you. We always want to move forward. Even with our children, we want our children to grow. But we don't want our babies to remain babies forever. Diba? As much as we want our babies to remain babies, diba? But we want them to grow. We want them to learn to walk. We want them to learn how to talk. Okay, diba? Ganun talaga, pero really, that's reality of life. And even in Christian life, okay, sa ating mong Christian walk, we are meant to move forward. Hindi po pwede na ang tagal mo ng Christian, 30 years ka ng Christian, ang favorite memory verse mo is John 11:35 pa rin. Jesus wept. No? The shortest verse in the Bible, and that's what you memorize. At dinagdagan mo ng konti, John 3:16. Di ba? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Diba? Namali pa. Diba? Romans 6.23 pala yun. Diba? So, but we have to move forward. In our walk with God, there are things that we need to move forward. That is why we call this series Forward. Because what we're looking at is looking at a healthy disciple. What does a healthy disciple look like? Well, a healthy disciple understand these things. Okay, follow Jesus. Yan po yung ginagawa natin ngayon. In 3 weeks po, 3 weeks, pinag-uusapan natin yung follow Jesus. Last week, pinag-uusapan po natin yung spiritual discipline and the love for the Word of God. No? And I'm hoping na talaga pong sinasapuso natin yun. Dati, you're not craving for the Word of God. Now, you're really enjoying reading the Word of God. And today, we will talk about essential doctrines. Okay, we need to move forward in the doctrines that we know about God. And next week, we will talk about life change. And then the week after that, another F is fellowship with believers. And in that 3 weeks, okay, pag-uusapan naman po natin is understanding the gospel. Preaching the gospel. Discipleship mandate. Okay, ano ba yung dapat natin gawin? To be a healthy disciple. And then fish for people. In the 3 more weeks, we'll talk about fish for people, church community. Ano ba yung church community, relational unity, and shared life? So, yun po yung ating pag-uusapan in the next 8 more weeks. Okay? Excited na po ba kayo? I hope you learned something last week. Okay, today, let's all stand as we read God's Word. We'll be reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 24. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today and ask that you would lead us by the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. So this series po talaga, what we're looking at is the faith journey of Peter, Apostle Peter, on how he moved forward, okay, from knowing Christ from one stage to another. Now, if you look at the life of Peter, he's probably, if not the boldest, but one of the boldest disciple of Jesus. He's one of the, he's the only person, okay, among the disciples who walked on water. Diba? Remember that story? When Jesus was walking on water, he asked Jesus, "Jesus, if that's really you, why don't you command me to walk on water?" And then Jesus asked him, "Peter, come." And he's the only one. Walang ibang nag-attempt noon, si Peter lang. He's also the only person when Jesus was arrested. Remember when Jesus was arrested at the Garden of Gethsemane, he was the only person who was ready to defend Jesus. Diba? Bumunod siya ng sword, piningas niya yung tenga ng isang servant. Diba? No other disciples did that. Only Peter. Peter is a man of action. Okay, also, Peter was the only disciple who actually followed Jesus when he was arrested. The rest just scattered. Okay? Talagang nagtakbo na sila nung inaresto na si Jesus. But Peter? No. Peter actually followed along and finding out where will they take his Lord. Pero the sad part of that, okay, he's also the only disciple who denied Jesus 3 times. Okay, in a very short time. 3 times. But what's amazing is that he was able to move forward, okay? From denying Jesus 3 times, when the book of Acts happened, he was the guy who stood up and preached the gospel to thousands of people. Yun po yung binasa natin sa Acts. Baka po nagtataka kayo, kala ko ba si Peter? Eh bakit nasa Acts chapter 2 tayo? Eh Acts chapter 2 po, eh yung binasa natin is part of the preaching that Peter gave. All right? To the people of Israel when the Holy Spirit fell on them. So he's the only guy. Okay, this guy talagang makikita mo yung movement. Okay, makikita mo yung movement niya sa kanyang walk with God. Ang tanong po ito. Tanong is this. Is it also true in our lives? Can we also move forward from our mistakes, from our failures, from our sinful patterns? Can we move forward with our walk with God? That's the question. Another question I want to ask you is, are you moving forward? Or are you stuck? Or are you just content with where you are right now? Well, the good news is, this is what Peter said in last week. Yung pinag-usapan po natin last week. No? Last week, this is the passage we read. I love this passage. Kasi sabi ni Peter, eto po, writing na po ni Peter to. Ha? Sabi ni Peter, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into your salvation. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. I love this verse because what Peter is saying in this verse is that growth is inevitable. Okay, you will grow. You will grow as you long for the spiritual milk. That's what Peter is saying. What is so amazing about this is we do not have to get stuck. Okay, kaya po, if you're here today, you know, maybe you're here today for the first time, or maybe you've been coming to church, or maybe you don't know Christ so much. Okay, but today I hope that you will be able to move forward. Because that's what Peter is saying. Now, it doesn't matter if you're a believer. If you've been a believer 3 months or 3 years or 30 years, kailangan po lahat po tayo, we need to move forward. And what Peter is saying, we can actually grow. You don't have to be stuck where you are. Okay? Maaring meron kang ini-struggle na you know, the same sin pattern or the same bad habit, okay, the same struggle. What Peter is saying to us today, from last week, you can get over that. You can actually grow and move forward. Do you want to move forward? Okay. Now, another key thing in moving forward is what, you know, is this whole thing about essential doctrines. Okay, we need to move forward with our essential doctrines. Now, let's just define these 2 words. Okay, para po hindi tayo magkalituhan. Okay, po ba yun? So let's just define the words. Essential. Ano po ba yung essential? Well, essential simply means absolutely necessary. Okay, or extremely important. Okay, napaka ano po ng ano yan, yung definition po na yan, maganda po talaga yung source na pinagkunan ko niyan, Google. Alright? Yun yung pinaka-simpleng definition, di ba? You get simple definition in Google. Alright? And then, doctrines, ibig lang mong sabihin, is a belief or set of beliefs held or taught by a church, political party, or other groups. So what we're saying, okay, what we're saying, when we talk about essential doctrines, this is what we're saying. What we're saying is that what is this absolutely necessary, extremely important belief or set of beliefs that we need to move forward with? That without it, we will not be a healthy believer. Ngayon, dahil po summer, okay, kailangan din po nating maisip kung ano yung mga essentials. Di ba? May mga essentials na kailangan ka pagka summer, lalo na gantong mainit, no? By the way, I want to congratulate all of you for being here today. Okay, kasi po, I know, long weekend, di ba? Actually, longest weekend since Thursday pa yung iba, walang pasok. Hanggang bukas, walang pasok, no? Pero you decided to come to church. Okay, so thank you so much for being here today. Okay, pero pag inisip po na rin yung pag summer, lalo na pag mainit, minsan, ang ibang tao, itong gustong-gusto lang nila, ito essential talaga sa buhay nila pagka, di ba, kailangan may ice cream. Kailangan. Pero the truth of the matter is, hindi mo talaga essential yan. Di ba? You can live without that. Pero with this one, yan, whether summer or winter or fall, okay, wala naman tayo nun, you know, pagka kahit mainit o hindi mainit, kailangan mong water. That's essential. That is absolutely important. If without water, we'll die. And that is really what we want to say. Okay, with the teaching and this preaching today, pagka hindi po natin intindihan yung sinasabihin natin today, we will have a problem in the future. That is why when Jesus was with his disciples, he asked this question to them. Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Because this is very important. If we can answer and understand who Jesus is, okay, kasi yan yung po yung starting point of our walk with the Lord. This is where we got this from Matthew. Okay? Teka muna, bakit Matthew? Akala ko ba si Peter? Again, tingnan po natin kung sino yung nandito sa story. This is what Jesus was talking to his disciples. He was asking them, who do people say that I am? And the disciples were saying, well, some say you're Elijah. Some say you're one of the prophets. Some say you're this. Some say you're John the Baptist. And then Jesus said, teka, but what about you? Who do you say that I am? Please read verse 16 for me. All right? Can you please read verse 16? All right? So who answered him? Simon Peter. Peter, the one that we're talking about. Okay? So yung nakita natin dito, Peter answered him and told him, Jesus, you are the Messiah. Jesus, you are the Christ. Jesus, you are the one that we've been waiting for, that we've been hearing about from the prophets, from the Old Testament. You are the Christ that will save us. You're the promised Messiah. That's what Peter is saying. And he said, you are the Son of the living God. And then Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Ibig lang pong sabihin nun, Simon, son of Jonah. Okay? For flesh and blood does not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. This is so important. If we understand who Jesus is today, kasi po, pag tinignan po natin ngayon, when we look around in other religion, okay, pagka tinignan po natin yung mga other religion, they always attack the humanity or the deity of Jesus. That is why yan po yung pag-uusapan natin today. Our starting point of moving forward in our walk with God is understanding who Jesus is. Yan po yung umpisang kailangan po natin maunawaan. Kasi pagka hindi mo naunawaan yan, wala kang Christian walk. There is no, you know, you won't have a walk with the Lord if you don't understand who Jesus is. So there are three things that we will talk about today about Jesus. Understanding who Jesus is. Number one, Jesus as man. Number two, Jesus as God. And number three, Jesus as Savior. Are you ready? So let's look at Jesus as man. Why is this important? Because there are people who would say that Jesus is God. But they would not say that he was man, okay? Some people would say he was actually a phantom when he was here on earth. Seemingly, there was a person of Jesus, but he wasn't real. Okay, they couldn't take that. But the Bible is very clear that Jesus became man. He was born of a virgin birth. That's important. Importante po nang inuunawaan natin yung virgin birth. Because the virgin birth, okay? Because of the virgin birth, Jesus did not carry with him the original sin. It was the Holy Spirit, okay, who actually implanted that in Mary's womb so that no man have ever had any relation with Mary at that point. So Holy Spirit po yun. Kaya po siya naging holy. That's why Jesus became sinless. All right? That's one. Virgin birth. Not only that, why is it important for us to understand that Jesus became man? So that, okay, kailangan mo na din maunawaan that Jesus actually went through almost, if not all, of what human being goes through. Nagugutom siya. Or go through. Nagutom po si Jesus. Di ba? You remember that when he was fast, when he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, anong sabi ng devil sa kanya? If you're really the Son of God, why don't you turn this stone into bread so you can eat? He became hungry. Jesus became thirsty. Nauuhaw po ba kayo? Di ba? Lahat tayo nauuhaw. Di ba? Jesus got tired. Di ba, nabahagod si Jesus, he was actually sleeping when the disciples were in the same boat with him and they were, you know, they were in the middle of a storm. Natutulog siya, why? Because he was so tired. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Mukhang pagod ba yan? Okay, uyugin mo ng konti, ha, para hindi makatulog. Di ba? Di ba, Jesus also fell asleep. Di ba, he was sleeping. Just like you. Well, hopefully, you're not sleeping right now. Okay? But Jesus fell asleep. Jesus got tired. Jesus slept. Okay? And Jesus grew in wisdom. Jesus grew in wisdom. So pag dinignan po natin yun, Jesus became man. Okay? Talagang tao po siya with flesh and blood. Right? And look at the verse. Okay? Look at the verse from what we read. No? Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth. Why is that important? That title, Jesus of Nazareth. Because that tells you where he was from. And Nazareth was very close to where Jerusalem was. Okay, hindi po masyadong malayo ito. They understood where Jesus came from. Okay, and Peter was saying, this man, attested by God, okay, with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. Alam nila eh. Nakita nila. At this time, most likely, Jesus just resurrected and ascended to heaven about 50 days. Okay? 50 days pa lang ang nakakalipas when he resurrected from the grave. So, alam ng mga tao yung nangyari. Alam ng tao that Jesus died on the cross. Alam nila yung mga miracles na ginawa ni Jesus. They understood that. They heard it. Okay? They experienced it. That's what Peter is saying. So, this Jesus was a man. Now, bakit again, I keep asking this question, why is this important for us today? The reason why it's important is because what Jesus was wanting to say to us is that he can relate to our pains. Kasi tao siya eh. Kasi naging tao siya. He knows what it's like to be rejected. He knows what it feels like to be out of place. Na out of place ka na? Na-feel mo na yun? Okay? Na-feel mo na yung na-reject ka? O na-feel mo na ba yung na-sin zone ka? Sin zone, di ba? Sakit, di ba? Alam mo, nakikita niya, pero hindi siya sumasagot. Di ba? Isang buwan na yung text, yung message mo, pero wala pa rin sagot. And yun, that feels, talagang masakit yun, di ba? But you have to imagine that Jesus actually felt that pain. Now, para lang po, kwento ko lang po sa inyo, sarili ko, no? Kasi po, nung bata ako, yung mga kapatid ko, talagang, minsan talaga, iba kami magkakapatid, no? Sabi ng mga kapatid ko sa akin, ang palayo ko po nun, ato, sabi sa akin ng mga kapatid ko, alam mo, artistahin ka. Ganyan-ganyan din po yung reaction ko. Lakas din naman mga alas. Talaga, grabe ka. Ano mo ako nilubola? Hindi, talaga, artistahin ka nga. Talaga, oo, tol. Artistahin ka, sabi ng mga kapatid ko. Thank you. Sino naman? Sino ang artista ka mga? Si Chiquito. Okay, to some of you, hindi nyo nakilala si Chiquito, no? Yung mga tumawa, kilala kasi nila si Chiquito. Okay? Si Chiquito, hindi gwapo. Pero hindi naman din siya ugly. Okay? Sakto lang. Okay? Sakto lang. Pero he was a comedian. Alright? He was a comedian. So talagang nung panahon na talaga, asar na asar ako. And Jesus felt that. Jesus could relate to that. Okay, why? Because yung mga kapatid niya mismo hindi naniniwala sa kanya until he resurrected from the grave. He understood that. That is the reason why Jesus became a human being so that he could actually relate to us. Here's another story, okay? Medyo ano lang to. Mga friends. Sino dito may mga friends? Hopefully, lahat kayo may friends, no? Okay. Ito yung mga friends ko nung high school, no? Kasi nung first year high school po ako, ganito, ako po yung pinakamatangkad sa class namin. Ayaw niyo maniwala, ah. First year high school. Kasi ganito na po ako katangkad noon. Nung fourth year, lahat sila tumangkad sa akin. Ako na yung pinakamaliit. Okay? Now with my friends, talaga yung malulupit yung mga friends ko eh. Kasi nung during that time po, talagang may problema po ako sa acne. Talagang grabe. Yung tigyawat ka po, hindi ko po alam kung tigyawat ba o piksa. Alright? So talagang ganun yung alipusta nila sa akin, no? Minsan meron nga ako isang kaibigan. Ewan ko, nung sinabi sa akin 'to, nagtaka ako, kaibigan ko ba talaga 'to o hindi? Okay? Kasi sabi sa akin, alam mo, Alfred, yang sayo, hindi naman talaga mukha na may tigyawat 'yan. Actually 'yan, yung tigyawat lumaki, naging mukha. Ganon? Thank you, ha? Grabe, I'm so encouraged. You're my friend. Diba? For BFF kita. Diba? Alamo, diba? And can you imagine those kind of things? Actually, you know, nabifil ni Jesus yun. The reason why he became a human being, 100% man, is so that he could actually relate to your pains. So that you can actually talk to him about your pain and he can actually relate to you. Why? Hebrews 4:15 says this, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses." Okay, with our weaknesses. "But one who in every respect," say every. Okay, respect, "has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." And this is Jesus, okay? He is a human being just like you and me. Okay, naging tao siya. He was tempted in every way. Now, think about that for a minute. When was the last time you were tempted? To do something that you know is not right. When was the last time? Iba po sa inyo, kani-kanina lang. Kasi inaantok na po kayo. Okay, you're so tempted to sleep. Pero nagising kayo. Pero you did not give in. Diba? And thank you for not giving in. Alright? Pero whatever temptation that is, what this verse is saying is that Jesus can actually relate to you. Jesus knows what it's like to be tempted. That is why he lived a life that we should have lived. Kaya po siya pumunta sa earth. Okay? Jesus became man to live the life we should have lived. Kaya niya, sounds familiar sa iba, no? Kasi kinuha ko po yan doon sa gospel definition natin, no? Alright? Because, you know, he lived a life. That's what we should have lived. He is fully man. 100% man. And 100% God. Si Jesus po, hindi half man and half God. Alright? Hindi po siya demigod. Okay? Hindi po siya kapareho ni Maui. Okay? Na kumakanta sa iyo ng "You're Welcome." Alright? Hindi po. Jesus is 100% God and 100% man. Hindi rin po siya si Percy Jackson. Okay? Yung iba po mahilig kay Percy Jackson, mga demigod. No. Jesus wasn't a demigod. Jesus was man, 100%, and God, 100%. Okay? That is what we want to talk about the next one. Jesus is God. He is God. Why is that important? Because when we say that he is God, he is sovereign. When we say that he is God, he is divine. When we say that he is God, he is almighty. He is all-knowing. Pansin mo yung pag yung mga pinag-usapan po natin sa Beyond the Science, di ba? Iniisip pa lang ng mga tao na alam na ni Jesus. Di ba, when the disciples were thinking, teka muna, magagalit si Jesus, wala tayong bread. Nakalimutan natin magdala ng bread. And then Jesus told them, "Why are you talking about bread? That's not what I mean." Okay, alam niya yung mga iniisip ng tao. Like, you know, kung ano man po yung iniisip natin ngayon, ano man po yung pinagdaraanan natin ngayon, we need to understand that Jesus is not just man so that he could relate to us, but he is also God so that we can put our faith in him in whatever situation we are in right now. Amen? No matter what you are going through today or what you've been going through for weeks or for years, you can expect God to do the impossible, not because he is a man, but he is also a God. 100%. He's divine. Here's what Acts chapter 2 says, okay? "This Jesus, God raised up, of that and of that we are all witnesses, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now, unless, you know, in case you have missed it, okay, dyan po sa passage na binasa natin, makikita mo yung three persons of the Trinity. Alright? You have Jesus, you have the Father, and you have the Holy Spirit. Now, that is another doctrine that we, in another doctrine that we want to talk about, pero hindi po natin kayang ipag-usapan po ito right now, no? But I just want to mention it, okay? I mentioned that we believe in one God in three persons. One God in three persons. Okay? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not the Father. The Father is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not Jesus and not the Father. Okay? They are three distinct persons with equal power and nature and attributes. Yung po ang ibig nating sabihin. This is just one God. Jesus did not gradually become God. Kasi po, nung panahon nung sinulat po itong Bible, there were some beliefs that there was that saying that Jesus was actually man. Yes, 100% man, but he only became God at the baptism with John at Jordan. Okay? Yung may kalapating bumaba, and then merong voice na nagsabi, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Okay? But that is not true. That is not what the Bible teaches. Jesus was God before he came to earth. Jesus was God when he was still in his mother's womb. Jesus was God when he was 12 years old, okay, refuting the teachers of the law in the temple. Jesus was God when he fasted. Jesus was God when he walked on water. Jesus was God when he died on the cross. Jesus was God when he was buried for 3 days. And Jesus was definitely still God when he resurrected from the grave. That is so important. Kailangan po man iunawaan natin anong ibig sabihin when Jesus is God. That we can completely put our trust in Him. Not only can He understand our pain, He can do something about our pain. Amen? This is what Wayne Grudem said. Wayne Grudem is an author, a doctor in theology. Okay, systematic theology. Ito pong sabi niya, Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man in one person. And will be so forever. Hindi lang po nung pumunta siya dito, kundi until today, until right now, he's seated at the right hand of God, he is fully man, and he is fully God. Hindi po demigod. Alright? That's important. Now, to understand that Jesus is man, Jesus as man, and Jesus as God, is not enough. Because Jesus did not just come to earth so that he could give us an example to follow. Jesus did not just live on earth so that we could have a model to look at. No. Jesus wasn't a model. Jesus wasn't an example. All right? Jesus came to die on the cross to pay the penalty of our sin. That's why yung pong song natin kanina, napakaganda. Diba? Salvation belongs to the Lord. Because wala pong ibang salvation kundi kay Jesus lang. There are no other way of salvation but in Jesus. And I hope if you're here today and you're thinking that you could be saved some other ways, let me tell you something today. The Bible is clear that says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's what the Bible is saying. Because Jesus is God. Because He is our Savior. Your good deeds, okay, your religiosity will not save you. Only Jesus can. Why? Because He is sinless. He died on the cross 2,000 years ago to save us. His atoning sacrifice for man's sin. Okay? Siya po yun. Siya yung kailangang mamatay. Okay? You don't have to die. You don't have to crucify yourself on the cross year after year. No, Jesus already did that. His death brought redemption. And His resurrection assured us of our salvation. Assured us of our salvation. Because without the resurrection, baliwala po yung ginawa ni Jesus. Without Jesus ascending back to heaven, magiging baliwala yung ginawa niya na namatay siya sa krus. And Corinthians will tell you, 1 Corinthians 15 will tell you, Paul said that if Jesus did not resurrect from the grave, tayo po yung pinakakawawang tao. Naniniwala tayo sa kamangmangan at sa kagulo at sa hindi tama. That's what Paul said. That is why it's so important for us to understand. Not only did Jesus came But he also lived and died and resurrected from the grave. That is why this is what the verse says. Okay, chapter 2, verse 23 and 24. This Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. Alam, pag inisip mo yan, pag tinignan mo yung text na yan, sinasabi niyan, salvation was God's idea. Salvation, Jesus dying on the cross, has already been thought up by God many, many years before He came to earth. He already knew that. And because God so loved us, because He knew that there is no way we can bring ourselves back to Him, He had to send His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for Him, for us. You crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men, God raised Him up, losing the pangs of death because it was not possible for Him to be held by it. Jesus saved us from our sin. That's number one. Jesus saved us from our sin. But that is not all Jesus is willing to do. He's also wanting to save us from any situation in life today that needs saving. If your marriage is not working, Jesus can actually bring salvation to your marriage. He could save your marriage. If your relationship with your children are not working, Jesus can actually bring salvation to your children. If your health is not doing well, okay, if you've been sick, Jesus could actually bring salvation to your health. Sa business mo, ganun din. Jesus could actually bring salvation to your business. Sa mga estudyante, okay, Jesus could actually bring resurrection to your grades. Di ba? Kayang i-resurrect ni Jesus yan. You know, you just have to trust Him. That's who He is. Because not only did He save you from your sin, but He saves us from any situation we are in right now. Amen? So now that we know all these things, as we wrap up, ano yung application nito? Anong application? Now that we know that Jesus, okay, how do we move forward? How do we move forward with the things that we know? That Jesus is man, Jesus as God, and Jesus as Savior. Well, let's go back to what Peter said. Let's go back to his writing. Okay, from his preaching in Acts, now let's go to his writing in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17 and verse 18. Okay, reading from New Living Translation. Sabi niyan, you already know these things, dear friends. You already know these things. What do you already know right now? That Jesus is man. Now, what do we do with these things? Sabi diyan, sabi ni Peter, so be on guard. Be on guard. Be watchful. Okay? Huwag kang tutulog-tulog. Galaw-galaw ng konti, baka ma-stroke ka. Diba? Jesus, Peter is saying, you need to be watchful. You need to be careful. You need to beware. Because there will be people that would come and challenge that truth. There will be people that will tell you, Jesus wasn't God. Jesus was just man. He's just a prophet. He's just a good leader. No, Jesus wasn't a man. He was just God. No, Jesus is still dead. He didn't resurrect. You need to be watchful. And that's what Peter is saying. So first thing, first application is no. You already know this. So get to know the truth. If you don't know this truth today, get to know this truth. That Jesus is man so that you could relate to Him, that He could relate to you. Jesus is a Savior so that He could save you. Jesus is God and you can put your trust in Him. Verse 18, it says, You must grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need to grow. We can't afford to just know what we know now. Peter is saying, now that you know these things, you must grow in it. You must grow in the grace and in the knowledge of your Lord and Savior. I've been a Christian since 1983. So that's roughly around 84 years, 34 years ago. 34 years ago, I came to know the Lord in 1983 at Arellano High School in Santa Cruz, Manila. Okay? December 8 po yun. December 8. Tanda-tanda ako po. And that's where I came to know the Lord, 34 years ago. But you know, today, until today, 34 years later, every time I read the Bible and I study the Bible, I get to know more about God. What I'm saying is that we cannot stop growing. It doesn't matter if you've been a Christian for so many years. You still need to grow in the knowledge of who He is. You know why? Because if you don't know Jesus, you will not follow Him. And if you don't know Jesus, you will not grow and move forward in your knowledge of who He is. When trials and problems come, you know what you'll do? You'll turn back. Why? Because you don't know Him. But if you know Him and get to know Him more and more, no matter what the world will throw at you, you will hold on to Him. You know why? Because you know Him. Because you know Him. And I just pray that all of us will move forward in our walk with the Lord. I want us all to stand, and I want us just to sing together and just, you know, ask the Lord, Lord, in what areas do I need to move forward? Lord, in these three areas that we talked about, and you being a man, and you being a God, and you being a Savior, in which of this area do I need to start moving forward? Maybe you're here today and you feel that God cannot even relate to you. He doesn't even know what you're feeling. But what the Bible is saying, the reason why he became man, is so that He could relate to you. He feels your pain. And Lord, you're the only one that could save us. And Lord, today as we end this service, Lord, I just want to pray for some of you today. You know, maybe you are in a situation today that you feel that there's no more salvation to this. There's nothing I can do in this situation, in my finance, in my marriage, in my school, in my business. Only Jesus can actually come and bring salvation into this situation. Alam mo yun. Alam mo na wala ka nang pwedeng magawa. You tried everything. And Jesus is saying to you today, come to me. Trust me. I can bring salvation into that situation. While everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, maybe that's you. There's a situation in your family right now, in your own life, that needs saving. Why don't you just raise your hand? I want to pray for you. Yes. Anyone else? Just raise your hands humbly before the Lord. Lord, you see the hands of these people humbly coming before you. Lord, you know exactly what they are raising their hand for. Lord, maybe some of them are raising their hand because of a loved one who's sick. Lord, on their behalf, Lord, right now, we are saying that may you bring salvation to their loved ones. Lord, I pray that you bring salvation into relationship, Lord, into their marriage, Lord. You speak life and restoration, Lord God, in relationship. Lord, I pray even that you would bring salvation in the area of finances, Lord God. Lord, you know exactly where these people are, where your people are at, Lord. Lord, thank you that you know exactly what's happening. And Lord, I pray for grace. I pray for faith, Lord God, to fall upon these people right now to believe that you can bring salvation into their situation. Lord, thank you that you can do that. Thank you that not only are you willing, but you are able. You've already done it, Lord, when you died on the cross. And Lord, today, whatever situation we're in right now, thank you that you could save us. Thank you that you are our Savior.